So the courts slap another injunction on President Trump's travel ban in Hawaii. Meanwhile, in Washington, the outline of the president's budget is out, and it has enough policy shockers that even Republicans in Congress have called it dead on arrival. It should be said that the budget is called America First, and that's a slogan that President Trump has adopted from 1930s isolationists, people like Charles Lindbergh, who wanted to keep the United States out of Nazi Germany's business. It's just a bit of historical continuity for you. But here are a few things we know. The president wants to boost military spending by $54 billion, and he wants to pay for it with huge cuts to domestic programs, and I mean deep. Nearly a third of the EPA's budget slashed, a third at the State Department. There's more than $4 billion for that border wall in there that Mexico was supposed to pay for. The list goes on. It's a first step, though, in a process that's guaranteed to be full of confrontations with Congress over the spring and summer. Joining me now is Sharon Parrott. She's senior fellow and senior counselor at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. Sharon, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, this is kind of an annual ritual in Washington. Different presidential budgets fare differently on the Hill. None of them really makes it out alive. But here's one with some pretty in-your-face policies. I mentioned that $54 billion increase in defense spending, but it's paired with massive cuts to domestic programs at the EPA and other places. So if a presidential budget is about messaging and priorities, what's the message here?
Well, I think it's that a broad range of public services and investments in our productivity that we really depend on, that Americans across the country depend on, are just not important in this budget. In fact, one of the really interesting and I'd say troubling things about the budget is that it hits hard public services and programs that people who are struggling in the economy really need. And that's the very group of people that President Trump said he wanted to make a priority. So just to take a couple of examples to make this concrete, President Trump's budget says it's going to cut job training. When that factory worker gets laid off and needs to switch to a different career but needs some new skills, it's our job training programs that help provide those new skills. And he's cutting job training. He's also cutting student aid for some of our lowest income college students and work study programs that help low and moderate income college students earn some money while they're going to college. College is a really important pathway to the middle class, and yet it's an area that he's saying is not important in this budget.
So now the process starts, and Congress is going to get a hold of this document and rewrite it. What do we know about Congress's current attitude and how a budget and how spending might look by the summertime?
Yeah, President Trump's budget really turns on its head what has been a bipartisan agreement or view for the last several years. And that view is that the sequestration cuts that were enacted in 2011 and that have been tamping down or constraining our investments both in defense and non-defense areas are just too deep. And that's why Congress, again, on a bipartisan basis, has passed several budget deals over the last several years to reduce those harmful cuts and allow more investment, again, equally in defense and non-defense areas. President Trump's budget is saying we're going to eliminate those harmful sequestration cuts in defense, and we're going to double down on sequestration in non-defense areas. I think the good news is that lots of members of Congress of both parties have said that they are not on board with this approach. And that's really important because the discussion we need to be having is what are our defense and domestic needs, and how do we come together and reach another bipartisan budget agreement that allows us to have funding levels that really can meet the nation's needs.
And before we let you go, Sharon Parrott, I think we should talk about that wall. It's only $4 billion proposed here, but Democrats in Congress have already said if you try to pay for this wall in April when there's an upcoming spending fight, we might force a government shutdown.
President Trump has actually proposed in his releases today, not only to put money in 2018, but to put money in 2017 to start down the path of the wall. I think it's fair to say it will be a subject of robust discussion this spring, and then again in the summer when we're looking toward 2018 funding levels.
And I would alert people as early as next month, the wall could lead to a major confrontation between Republicans, Democrats, and the White House, but that's to come. Sharon Parrott, thanks.
Thank you.
Sharon Parrott is senior fellow and senior counselor at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities.